dog attacks on people in Palmerston North are well up. We heard yesterday that 17 reported already this year is the number.
Wow.
17 dog attacks on people have been reported this year already. That's up from 7 this time last year. So what should you do when faced with a dog that doesn't look like it wants to share its bone with you, if you know what I mean? Thought we'd go to the experts. Darren, the dog man, is a canine behaviourist. He is a canine behaviourist from mindfulnessfordogs.com.
Nice.
Hi, Darren, the dog man.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are your 7 dogs?
My 7 dogs are absolutely fantastic. That's a lot of dog attacks, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Mate,
that's a lot. So I guess what we want to know, Darren, is, you know, if you come face-to-face with an aggressive dog, it's looking like you've just stolen its favourite toy, what do you do? Do you run? Do you hide? Do you
roll up in a
play
ball?
Dead? What's your best option here?
Yeah, well, the first thing to think about is every dog is different, okay? And first thing, don't approach a strange dog. You don't know what they're going to be like. Most dogs attack because of fear. So if you go charging towards a dog, then that can be quite intimidating to a dog, definitely. So they're likely to sort of come at you and try and warn you more than attack you, but warn you to say, don't come near me, I can't cope with this, right? Mm. It's a bit like when we've had a bad day, we just don't want people in our faces. Some dogs are like that. But they give you lots of signs, so they'll sort of like look away when we come and approach them. That's a sign to say that don't come near me. We might lie down. That's a sign. I don't want anything to do with you. Yeah, and they might run away. That's an obvious one, isn't it? They might cower down. Sometimes they do a really big lip lick, and it kind of goes right the way over the tongue, over the nose, and down. As long as they haven't got food in their mouths, that's actually saying that back off, mate. I can't cope with this. And there's a whole load. The ears pop back. The tail goes under. That's the obvious ones. But if they're very good at communicating with us, but we're really bad at communicating with dogs. And most dog attacks, you could have stopped them if you had seen those little signals that the dogs do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you've missed those signals, right, and the dog starts coming for you, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, the recommended thing is to stand very still. Dogs get very bored very quickly, right? So if you're screaming and shouting, and like a little child or something screaming and shouting, you're really exciting. You sound a bit like prey, if that makes sense, like a little bunny rabbit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you're really quiet, and that cues into the predator-prey drive of that dog, and if it's got a really strong predator-prey drive, then, you know, you are that prey, aren't you? Mm. So when you're really quiet, and I say, some people say think of a tree, but I don't know how to be a tree, but I think of my feet. So I just concentrate on my feet completely, and that just brings my energy levels right down, and I just become really boring. I tend to put my arms across my chest because I don't want my fingers and extremities sort of anywhere near the dog to jump up.
Yep.
And I won't give the dog eye contact. Really important, okay? You eye contact's so important for dogs if it's your dog to build that bond, but when it's not your dog, it can be seen as a really intimidating or aggressive act. Okay, so don't give them eye contact. They'll get bored of you generally, and hopefully they'll just walk away and find something else to be aggressive against, and not
love
you.
Love it.
So the last thing you do is don't run away. Okay, because then you're the prey again.
Yeah.
And then you're great one. Okay.
Yeah, you become a game.
Stand still, exactly. Fold your arms, don't make eye contact, and just don't move at all.
Really think of your feet and stay dead still, yeah.
Darren,
and hopefully somebody else is going to come and help.
Yeah, cheers, Darren. Cool. Appreciate your time and advice this morning. Canine behaviorist Darren the Dog Man, and you can get in touch. Train at mindfulnessfordogs.com. Cheers,
nice Darren. One. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, mate.